Hey, this is Joe Nolan, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Down to see where you stood that autumn sky. Back on the streets of our hood, we used to fly. When you were so pretty in pink. Those days, and you're so pretty in pink. Those days, yeah. We would fly, and we would fly. And cry it on. And the snowflakes crawl up your stem in the winter time. And all of the secrets that kept us alive. In my silver Chevrolet, we would ride. In my silver Chevrolet. I was coming down to see where you stood in that autumn sky.
This is volume two of the Stew Dome Sessions. Awesome. And we're thrilled to be live here at the Dome with Mr. Joe Nolan. We need some audience noise, just so folks know you're out there. Yeah. Okay. Well, we just heard my favorite song off this amazing record, Tornado, Autumn Sky. That's the one that really got me when I was listening to this record. It takes a certain amount of bravery to sing like that, doesn't it?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, the falsetto thing there.
Well, you know what? I've never considered myself a singer, really, but I'm learning new things every time I sing and try new things out, but... Yeah, it's sort of a delicate song for me and can be difficult to sing.
I feel scared for you when you're singing it, because there's a certain amount of fragility there that I'm thinking, you know, it could all fall apart on you real easy, and you'd like run out of the room crying. But it never gets to that point, which is great.
That could happen. Yeah. Yes.
Well, we're there for you if it does. It was great seeing you a few times now this year. The Folk Fest.
Yeah, that was and, amazing.
And out at the award show thing and at the West End. Now, here we are. You're playing to the old folks here at the Stew Dome. If we saw you out in Alberta, would the crowd be younger?
Well, it depends where I'm playing, I guess. But you know what? For the most part, I'm usually playing with people my folks' age. It seems like, you know. But yeah, it depends. You know, that's just because if I play in a different gig, it's usually at like midnight or something, and it's too late for them to come out. But so all the gigs that I see them are, you know, in the, I don't know, early shows.
Now, it's quite the musical family you have. You've brought your sister along with you on this trek. And you're not the only recording artist in the family.
It's true. My older sister, Jenny, she goes by Jenny Thai. She was born in Thailand, and her middle name's Thai. So she goes by that. She's a piano player and singer-songwriter. And she has a couple CDs out, and my younger sister, Natalia, also sings, and my dad plays guitar and sings and does drum circles, which are hilarious, but they're really cool. And, there's been a lot of art in our family. I feel lucky because it happens to do with, I think it has to do with how we were brought up, and there's a piano in the house, and I don't know. I was never good at anything. Or guitar, even. I quit guitar, but there was always good music playing, so I stuck with it. And
well, you are lucky, yeah. I know. I grew up with my dad's James Last 8-track collection. It was very sad. It's very sad.
Drinking and smoking again. Oh, but Daddy, I'm fine. If I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. He said, you don't look too good. You don't look how you should. A lack of sleep is gonna deprive your soul. Romancing the blues, and I'm too busy befriending the booze. Oh, Daddy, I'm fine. If I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind.
Yeah, my daddy said, child, put down your coat.
CKUW 95.9 FM. Now you're listening to all this old stuff, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Like growing up, when you first got into music, was that the stuff you got into, or did you have like the music of the day? Was that ever an influence?
No, I remember my favorite band was Blink 182, and oh man, I remember giving my mom like $18 to buy me this CD from Walmart. And she came home because it was this nurse, half naked, was the album cover, and I was like 14, and she's just shaking her head at me. But I listened to that record a lot. I really liked The Offspring. You know, my first concert was Van Halen.
My second concert was Van Halen.
Did we talk about this one time, or was that someone else? Okay.
No, my second concert, their second album had just come out.
Was that Sammy Hagar? Now, when they was he in the band? That, no, okay, back way before. Okay.
No, it was the original VH.
Oh, okay.
David.
Well,
Lee.
When I saw him, it was Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Anyways,
So the latest record, produced by Colin Linden, he did the one before, didn't he? And they're both done in Nashville?
Yeah, both done at this place called the Rendering Plant, which is a really cool studio. It's like basically a trailer in this guy's house, and it's a weird place, but it was really comfortable and fun to record there. And so both were in Nashville.
Is that where Colin's based out of these days?
He's been living there, I think, 15 years now.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So has there been any talk of him getting you on the TV show?
I don't know. He told me to pitch some songs to, because he's kind of like in with the musical, he's kind of the musical director there a little bit now, I think. And I was actually on a set one time. We were recording, and Tom Wilson was with us. And Tom and I had to go with Colin because he had this emergency call to get down to one of the Nashville sets, and he had to film a scene or something like that. So that was fun, and then I got to hang out with Big Tom.
Cool.
That was fun.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
Well, Lindy Ortega's on the new record, and he got her on there.
Oh, she on the show?
She was on the first season.
Really?
Yeah. There was one episode where a song of hers was on, and then she actually appeared a couple episodes later.
She would fit. I mean, that's. I don't know if I'm. I mean, not that that would be amazing, but maybe I'm not the right person for it. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, yeah, get some red
boots, and I'd have to cut my hair maybe. And
Now the record, I mentioned the record. That last song, Autumn Sky, is so great. It's. I love the economy of the songwriting. It's like there's so few words, but it paints such an amazing picture.
Oh, thanks, dude.
You know, I don't know. Is what's more important, the story or the mood?
I think for the most part, it feels like they go together a lot of times with my songs. But I don't know. That's a tough question, I guess. Well, a lot of the time my songs are sort of sad songs, so it's a sad mood, and I guess the story just follows that. But it's really hard to write a happy song. I don't know how to do it. It's like, it's not like I'm a sad dude, but it's just like I find so much more, when I go to see a show, I want someone to like make me cry, make me go home and be like, holy smokes, it just killed me, and I can't do jolly. I just don't know. I just doesn't, unless I'm, at a bar and I want to dance and stuff and have fun. But I just feel like I have a difficult time writing happy songs. It's tough.
Yeah. What? Now, another song I just discovered is the one you did with a fellow by the name of Transit.
Yeah, that was fun.
I bet. It's a hardcore, rap. Hip hop thing going on, and you make the little cameo in the chorus of the song. How did that come about?
Transit, him and I did this TEDx show, one of their talks, the TED Talks, and we didn't know each other. And Transit heard me sing, and he was working on an album, and he said, "Oh man, that's the voice I was looking for this song." And I said, "Okay," and I drove down to Calgary, and I got there at like 9 a.m. and he gave me a beer and he's like, "Okay, here's your words and lyrics." And then we, I don't usually drink beer at 9 a.m., but it was fun. And we just went into it was in this basement studio and went in and cut the track. And he's a cool dude, smart guy. And
Well, it's a great really song. Yeah, people should check it out. It's not something you might stumble across, but the guy's name is Trans. That song is Anime.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. That was a weird, different experience for me.
Yeah, I bet.
And I got to go up at his CD release. It was at like McEwen Hall, I think, or something like that. It was like there was like 400 screaming 16-year-olds there, and it was like, you know, I just got up and just got the microphone and started rapping sort of and singing my part. It was awesome. There was fog machines and like, oh man, I could do that every weekend.
Yeah. Prior to that, were you into hip hop to any degree?
Not totally. I mean, I have a hard time knowing what is hip hop or rap or like. I did like Eminem as well when I was younger. I listened to him.
Another jolly fella.
Okay. So speaking of hip hop and rap, this is the closest thing I got to it in terms of original songs. I used to play this with a band in Calgary, and it's called Where Do You Belong? I won't try it. Okay. I was tripping like a train rolling down the tracks with a suitcase in my hand, a bullet in my back, looking for an answer, looking for a cure, looking for a home, something to secure. This feeling of doubt, this feeling of pain, in the middle of a drought I got a hat full of rain. Where do you belong? Where do you belong? Somebody's gotta vote, somebody's gotta kill, somebody's gotta win, some blood is gonna spill. But it don't matter if you ain't involved. You might not shatter, but you won't be called. It's as simple as skipping Sunday school. You're out last night, breaking the rules with the girls in red dresses outside of the church. We all got confessions nobody's ever heard. Where do you belong? Where do you belong? Where do you belong? Jennifer got killed in a broken deal late last night on a hood of steel. They ain't calling a murder, they ain't calling a chance. The headlines are reading it's coincidence. Tell me St. Peter, Teresa too. I heard that you knew about the truth. Oh, Jenny, she did nothing wrong. She's just in a bad place and now she's gone. Where do you belong? Where do you
Where do you?
Thank you. Thanks so much.
As a kid, I get stuck with them. There's a thin line between walking by faith and tripping on ignorance. I'm cynical, ruining Santa Claus. The little kids we used to stick out our tongues playing basketball. Now we imitate these commercials for alcohol. Take the Adderall, join the Salted Call. Cause after all, we ain't nothing without our armor on. Sentimental shoebox full of ego boost, stuck in a rut. So I like to make people move. Writing raps on the back of my diploma. Get a steady job already, be a freaking grown up. It's a trip, gotta be a rider like Winona. In this game, love means nothing. Ask Sharapova. Sarah's hoping to share a moment in serotonin, but I'm barely open. Sarah's broken by the scare of soaking.
Don't look at me, I'm just a deadbeat. My only concern is making this ends meet.
From a girl can make your day until she pulls away, then it's export A. A, then you're left in a daze. Exhibit A is me as I pen this page. Haven't seen this much opera BM since the fall of Eden. The sun's a hollow beacon, a distraction from the darker evenings. And when the smoke is clear, a ticking time bomb troposphere. Thank you for the noble warning, global warming. But I wanna play pretend, hold the hookah, watch you overform it, and maybe lay in bed. How much longer will this acid rain land on me? Caught between the values of my family and enemy. I'm an anomaly, anarchist democracy. Embarrassed of myself, yet I write it down for all to see. So this is me, yeah, this is all of me. Honesty's the policy, welcome to unpolish me.
Look at me, I'm just a deadbeat. Only concern is making these ends meet. And me.
Give me your arm to pull, flip the barnacles. I'm just the unshaven man at the carnival. Trading tickets at the waterhole. All we want is rock and roll. We never made the honor roll, honor roll. Airbrush, Jesus Christ. Sturdy blankets when we sleep at night. Misled Bieber writes, think puppy love is the key to life. They get cheated on at 16 and lose trust in real life. Childhood love letters filling up the campfire. That's why they fantasize about vampires. And I'm not writing this as a satire. You took optimism, watch it as it backfire.
We are the disposable, the arrogant, uncoachable, the joining in our shadows. This is your mess. We are the predictable, the knowing, the cynical. Little boys and little girls, this is your mess. We are the disposable, the arrogant, uncoachable, the joining in our shadows. This is your mess. We are the predictable, the knowing, the cynical. Little boys and little girls, this is your mess.
So this record, Tornado, this amazing record that I've been listening to for the last 6 months, you barely do any songs off of it.
I know. I get in trouble a lot.
I bet your manager hates that.
You know what? He's pretty cool, actually, about it, but he kind of lets me do my thing. But, yeah, he does after the show a lot of times, because people might get a record or something and say, well, I didn't hear any of these songs. No. Actually, a lot of the time, people... after shows they say, what song was that one? And it's never no one ever it's never a song that's on the record, but I just have to lie and say, yeah, that's this one right here. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. But
regardless, if you don't hear them all tonight, it's still a great record. Worth picking up.
Thanks,
are we going to hear the cop song?
Yeah,
are
we
gonna call
we
the cops
definitely
later?
Do that song.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, one last thing. Now, folks here tonight won't appreciate this because, well, despite the fact that we have American house rules, we don't mind people wearing their shoes here in the Stew Dome. Some people take the shoes off. Some people don't. We're fine either way. You're not wearing shoes right now, which, so people don't think that's weird at all. But if you ever see Joe in a normal venue, whether there's broken glass on the floor or not, Joe is going to take his shoes off before he starts and play in your socks. What's up with that?
You know what? I don't even really have an answer. It's just like what I do. I just always have done that, and I'm really sort of, I don't know if it's like a superstition or something, but I did used to play when I was really young a couple times in shoes, and I just kind of get crazy when I stand up and sing sometimes, and I had a couple falls on stage, and I just feel way more comfortable, and I like Donaire's in Edmonton. You know, I found this is going way off track. Okay, so I was like, when I was in Winnipeg, I couldn't find a Donaire, but they have the shawarmas and like gyros and stuff, and this, like, anyways, it's like, when I'm in Edmonton, there's so many Donaire shops, but there's, I just keep going to the same one that I like. It's the same thing with my shoes. I just take my shoes off every time. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
A little
yeah.
bit? Maybe not. I don't know why I thought of that.
Yeah. It's all about poutine here, by the way.
Poutine, is there? Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's
I like poutine,
thing.
Too.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being here, Joe. I'm going to let you get back to making some music
okay,
now.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4. There's a devil on the cross tonight. There's an angel lost somewhere. I can feel the blood in the stream. Somebody call the cops. Somebody call the cops. Somebody call the cops. I'm going to make some. I'm bringing her flowers. She is beautiful. She's so beautiful. Somebody call the cops. Somebody call the cops. There's a devil on the cross tonight. There's an angel sinking in the river. baby says it's gonna be alright. So wait on Jesus to deliver. Did somebody call the cops? Did somebody call the cops? Don't go and call the cops. Hey, this is Joe Nolan, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.